In our first reading, we see spoken of wisdom. The wisdom of God, the wisdom of the Spirit. That, in fact, we should all seek and nurture within us. And we might think offhand, okay, we're reading like this because, of course, we celebrate today St. Bonaventure, who is considered by many the second founder of the Seraphic Order. He was the 8th Minister General. And he's also one of the Church's primary doctors. He is a doctor of the Church. But that's not the only reason why we speak of wisdom here. And note it's a particular wisdom. It's the wisdom often known called the wisdom of the saints, because it's the wisdom, it's the knowledge of God. It's coming to know God. It's lifting our minds and our hearts, our whole beings to Him. And this is what St. Bonaventure taught in a particular way. Everything, our whole being, our whole life, everything should be geared to raising ourselves to Him, to God, and to ever growing in that knowledge of Him. And you understand, once we are in heaven, let us pray we all get there. That's exactly what our life will be. That's what it will be. I should say that's what our existence will be. That's what everything will be. Everything will be focused on God. And it is a wisdom, it is a knowledge, in a word, it is a love that will ever grow. There will be no end. Because you see, there is no end with God. He is infinite. So that love that we will have there, if it very weakly now, we must seek to make it grow. That's the wisdom of the saints. That's what we must seek to do here and now. And it will continue to grow in eternity. But we have to prepare ourselves now. You see, we can't just let it pass. We can't take it lightly. Because if not, if we're not careful, then we will lose it for all eternity. Right? That we call hell. And let's not kid ourselves. It exists. And that's where we go if we do not seek to make that love for God grow. If we do not seek Him in everything. Or as, to use a Latin phrase that St. Bonaventure used, sursum actio, the lifting of the mind and heart to God. Everything, every action, lifting us to God. If we aren't doing that now in this life, we aren't seeking to do that, what can we expect at the end of our life, here in this life? See, that's what He's calling us to do, or that's what God is calling us to do. And our Lord is making it even stronger by speaking of the commandments. And whoever, here He tells, first of all, He starts right out, no, I haven't come to abolish the commandments. I have come to fulfill them. All right? And He tells us every letter must be fulfilled. And if we will do that, fulfill every command, see, now we're following that wisdom of the saints, the wisdom of God, then we are among the greatest in heaven. And that's what we must seek. Not in attitude of pride, oh, see how great I am, see what I am. No, because it's not us. All right? We're not doing it. We have to cooperate. We have to exercise those to say, I choose it. Otherwise, God will leave us on our own. And we'll lose it that way. But it is God working through us. We make our choice. We say, yes, I want You. And we live that choice. We have to live it. You see? It's not enough just to say it and sit back and say, okay, here I am. Now take Me, Lord. That's not enough. In fact, elsewhere in the Gospel, our Lord tells us, it's not those who say, Lord, Lord, who will be saved. We have to live that choice we make. We have to live that faith we have. We have to live that love for God. You see? Then by doing that, and that's fulfilling the commandments, that's how we become the greatest in heaven. Not because we're so great in and of ourselves. We're not. All we have to do is compare ourselves to God as best we can. We can't compare with infinity. God is infinite. But you see how little we are then. And God could, and it would be quite just for Him to snuff us out at any moment. But notice, He doesn't. We keep on going. We're still alive. We're still here. That's because God is keeping us alive. Without that, we wouldn't be. God would cease to think of us for a moment. We would cease to exist. You see? God is keeping us in existence. He's not snuffing us out. He is waiting very patiently for us to come to Him, to beg His mercy, to beg for that love of Him. The kernel is already within us in baptism, but we must make it grow. And it is a continual act. It must be continual. We can't stop for a minute. The moment we stop is the moment we start going back down. It can never stop. And in the end, I repeat, in paradise, it won't stop there either. It will continue forever. Let us begin now to seek His love, that wisdom that will bring us to everlasting union with Him, where we will grow in that love forever. Praise be Jesus and Mary.